Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another Tuesday Teaching Tip. Today we're talking about the difference between an anecdote and a story. They're different in subtle ways, but different, and I think understanding the difference can be very helpful as we attempt to communicate a point from a lesson to the people we're speaking to. So let's talk about an anecdote and a story. What is an anecdote? Anecdotes are typically shorter than stories. They don't usually involve inspiration or lifting the spirits. They are pithy. They are usually from our own lives. And they create connection. They have authenticity about them. They are to reveal to the people we're speaking to that, well, we're just like them. There isn't any difference. I may be standing here, you may be sitting there, but actually we're all the same here. So an anecdote helps to do that. I told recently an anecdote about being manipulated by somebody. I can't tell you the whole anecdote here. It would take too long, but it was about myself being manipulated by someone that I should have known better than to allow that. And so I hoped that as I shared that story that people would understand, well, I know what it's like to be manipulated. I'm sure you do too. And I think that helped to get the point across. That's an anecdote. Short, often personal, and certainly with one point. A story is typically longer, has more characters, more character development, may or may not be about you or about real people. And it is designed to lift the spirits, to inspire, or perhaps to sober the people we're speaking to. But it has an emotional component, and it's more about the point of the story than it is about creating connection and demonstrating authenticity. So those are two different things. When Jesus tells the people around him, reminds them about the tower that fell on people in Luke 13, I think that's an anecdote. Remember that? Heard about that? Well, and he makes his point. Very pithy, very short. The story, the parable of the Samaritan, is more of a story. It has a character, in fact, several characters. It's longer, not long, but longer. And it can create an emotional reaction when it's understood in the way that Jesus intended. So, story, anecdote. Now, why is this important for us speakers? I think it's important because sometimes an anecdote is told like a story and a story is told like an anecdote, and then they don't have the effect we're hoping for or they could have. When anecdotes get stretched out with too much detail, they lose their punch. And when stories get compressed so that we don't develop the characters enough and don't give enough colour and context to everything, well, then the story doesn't have its impact either because it doesn't touch the heart and the mind and the emotions. So what's your next lesson and what are you going to use? An anecdote or a story? Which will it be? Make it clear to yourself, this is an anecdote or this is a story, and develop and tell them according to what they are intended to be. What do you think about this? The difference between an anecdote and a story. Does it connect to what I'm talking about here? Do you think differently about those things? Of course, there are other ways of making a point and illustrating a point than just anecdotes or stories. There are jokes and other kinds of things. But what do you think about those? I'd be very interested to hear your thoughts. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.